A picture is worth a thousand words. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A picture is worth a thousand words. This is an old trite phrase that has been used quite often, and it has its meaning today even as it has whenever it was first said. When we see a picture, we have the ability to interpret many, many things. If we see a picture of a dog, it is not just a picture of a dog. It is a picture of a brand, a breed of dog. It is a picture of an age of dog. It is a picture of a mother dog or a father dog or a puppy dog. It is a picture of a dog in its own backyard or a picture of a dog sitting on its master's bed. Lying on its master's bed, with its head on its master's pillow. A thousand words cannot begin to describe all the possibilities of just that one little simple little thing of a dog. And we say, well, of course, there's a lot of possibilities there. And that's just what it's all about. I give seminars throughout the world and have done so for, many, many years and thoroughly enjoyed it. And every time I give a seminar, I have people attending the seminar who feel that they would like to do the seminar their own way. And I say, that's just fine. I say, find someone who gives it your way, and then follow it. But when you come to my seminar, you do it my way. Now, why do I say you do it my way? Because I have a picture in my mind of what I would like to have you experience in the seminar. And if in the seminar you feel that you'd like to have your tape recorder, that's just fine. If in the seminar you feel you'd like to take notes, that's just fine. If in the seminar you feel you'd like to take pictures, that's just fine. If in the seminar you feel that you'd like to, if the seminar is having a special lemonade diet and you'd like to be on a regular diet, that's just fine. If in the seminar you would like to not get up for the 3-hour meditation in the morning, and miss that, that's just fine. If in the seminar you feel you'd like to get up in the middle of any of the lectures and go to the bathroom, that's just fine. You see, all these are pictures. And these are pictures that are so exquisite and so beautiful because what these pictures tell us is where our heart is. It tells us where our thought is. It tells us where our direction is. Now, I have so many people, well, I had one of my earlier master seminars in Germany, and I had a few husky people who attended that seminar, and it was a lemonade diet seminar, and everyone was joyfully drinking their lemon juice and their maple syrup and their water and talking and sharing and having a grand time during the meal time of drinking the juice. And then there were a few of them, who were the husky-sized people, who felt that wasn't enough. Oh, goodness, that wasn't enough. And they knew that there was going to be a lemonade diet, so they came prepared. And they went out to their cars, and they opened the trunk of their car. And there was a plethora of beautiful choices of foods, of sandwiches, of meats, of cold cuts, of all sorts of things in their cool box. And they had candy bars. Oh, candy bars, gazoo. They had all these wonderful things, these wonderful treats. Can you picture that? You know, I can give you a lot of words, but it doesn't begin to cover that cornucopia of food that lay in that trunk of that car and the other cars that I had seen, too. Because, you see, I don't look for this, but I see these things. It just comes to my attention. No matter what happens when people are doing something incorrect to the program that I offer, it just comes to my attention and I see it. And they don't have to tell me because I see it in my heart. I see it in my being. The picture is quite clear to me. And it's worth a thousand words because it tells me exactly where these people are. They have never learned the art of self-discipline. They've never learned the art of cooperating with a program. When they went to school, surely, they would tell the teacher how to do 2 times 2 is 4. Oh, when they went to school, they'd say, my teacher is dumb. She didn't even know that answer. And the mother would say, well, sweetheart, some teachers are smarter than others. Not realizing the mother was on the side of ignorance, not on the side of the child or the teacher, but on the side of ignorance. Because whenever you have someone teaching you, you encourage them with all your heart and all your soul and all your being to give all that that person has to share with you, and to listen to your heart, to listen to the hearts of each of the students or each of the people attending the lectures or the talks or the seminars, and speak to them. Now that certainly is what I thoroughly enjoy doing. When I give a seminar, when I give a lecture, when I give a talk, I listen to the audience. And sometimes I listen to the audience just as I stand up on the platform and am ready to speak to them, and I hear a different message is required than the one that I was thinking about. And so instantly I tune in to that different message in my inner consciousness, and I give that inner message. And I speak to the people about what turns them on, what is in their heart, what their hurts and their inharmonies are, and how to find peace and happiness and joy and abundance and health and life. And as I do this, they come up afterwards and say, "How did you know that was exactly what I needed to know? How did you know that was exactly what I was going to ask you? How did you know that?" Well, when you play the game, when you tune in to the people who are there, I wasn't there to give a lecture. I was there to share. And perhaps there were people who were just sort of blah, and they had no desire, yes or no. And so then I would give a lecture. Then I would give a story. I would be a salesman for self-direction, self-discipline, self-control. I'd be a salesman for that. And they would buy, and they would love it, and they would listen. And if they were tuned in because they came from heavy hearts, I would listen to their heavy heart. And rather than being discouraged by their heavy heart, I would turn immediately to whatever it was that disturbed them, whatever it was that touched them and made them feel insecure, and speak about that. Oh, yes, a picture is worth a million words, a thousand words, a jillion words. Because a picture allows us to know the foreground, the background, the inner ground. It allows us to be one with the subject, one with whatever is going on. When you see a dog, and you hear him growl, and he's wagging his tail, and you're not sure whether that dog is going to be happy or sad with you, and so you determine at that moment, "Hey, I like that guy. Oh, that is a nice guy. Oh, hey, pup, hey, come here. Big old dog, come here, you waggly tail." And the dog comes over and stops growling and smiles. Yes, smiles. And wags his tail so violently and so wonderfully and says, "Hey, you're my kind of guy. You're not afraid of me because you're not doing anything wrong. You're doing all things right." See, dogs know when people have a bad attitude about themselves. Dogs know when people feel guilty, when people have illness or sadness, or when people want to hurt other people. Dogs know when you don't know what's going on in your mind, when you don't have any self-discipline. Dogs know that. And when you know that, and you can respond to everyone like that. I was working with a lady in Switzerland just this past few weeks, and she had the most blessed smile on her face all the time. Every time I look at her, she had this angelic smile on her face. And I said to her, "You are the sweetest thing. You are so wonderful. Now, let's put a new image in your mind of the direction you want to go with your heart. Let's see yourself so beautiful all over, just like your smile. And know that it is an indication of the radiation of your entire body. You live in that smile." And she says, yeah, I like that. And then I would go away, and she would lose the smile. And I'd come back. "Hey, where's that smile? Where's that smile?" And she says, "Oh, I'm tired." And I say, "Well, if you're ever too tired to smile, then you're too tired to really live. You're too tired to enjoy life. You're too tired to really get what it takes." Now, what I'm telling you in words, each of you has a picture in your mind. Some of you thinking, "Gee, Herb's kind of rough on her." Some of you thinking, "Well, to have a smile when you're not feeling too good, it's not easy to do." Some of you think, "Hey, wow, does a smile do that much healing?" And I say, "Yes, a smile does that much healing. It certainly does, it certainly does, it certainly does. It works! Wow! What a picture that is. Do you want that picture? Well, it's worth 1,000 words. It's worth 1,000,000,000,000 words. Put the picture in your mind of your perfect body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Put a picture in your mind of who you are. And remember that that picture looks in the back, looks in the front, looks in the side, looks in the top, looks in the bottom, looks inside. And that picture knows all. And that picture is you. A picture is worth so many words, because a picture is a thought in our mind, revealed, fulfilled, uplifted, unfolded, and it's us. Take that today and run with it and have all the fun in the world and know that you are fantastic and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.